Oh, that's right. Good afternoon, right here on WCRS. We have a Swede in the building, folks, here this afternoon. That's right. Robert Lighthouse is back with us. He's a native of Sweden. First came to the United States at the age of 18, determined to learn more about the music he loves, Mississippi Delta Blues. How you doing today, Robert?
Doing good.
Doing good?
Yeah.
Understand you had a good time getting together with friends last night right here in Greenwood, yes?
Yes. I had a great time.
You had a great time?
Mm-hmm. But we did forget about
how late it was.
Yeah.
So yes.
Luckily, Janice came and got us.
Okay, all right. So, you know, he's going to play for us this afternoon. I tell you what, you really are in for a treat. Robert is an international traveler. I mean, and you really like going to Russia and places like that. But you also were just telling me that you were in Kenya this year playing the blues.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
That was great.
Great?
I had a very nice time. And this last summer in D.C., at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival, was at Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there a lot, almost as often as I could, to listen to the music and dance. And then I became friends with some of the Kenyans.
So now, you probably need to speak up just a little bit there, Robert. Now, has that influenced your music?
Yes. Because there was a festival there that I played, and I mean, I've been listening to West African music a lot. That goes, you know, the blue, you know, has blues.
Does
has
that
its,
go
its
with
roots.
With blues? I mean, is it very coordinated?
It's the roots of blues, really. You can hear it very clearly
when you really listen to it.
When you listen to a lot of the rural Mississippi blues, you could hear that, and because there's Ali Farka Touré was a guitar player from Mali,
mm-hmm.
and I guess Ry Cooder made an album with him, and then, you know, so it's very much blues.
Now, you were telling me that one of the things that really impressed you when you went to Kenya is you just gotten off the plane, I think you were telling me. And what happened that really just made you think, wow, this is really a cool country to be in?
Yeah, we got in like real early in the morning. It was like maybe 4 or 5. And there was a group of people waiting for a relative, I assume, because when the relative came, they all started shouting, and I mean, they did and they started singing like a welcome song to these people that came, and I thought I was moved by it. It was nice.
Yeah.
So it was a first impression.
Now, you actually, do you live in Washington, D.C.? Are you still in that area, or yes?
I'm in D.C., but I stay a lot in Sweden now, also because my son lives there.
Sure.
So I have to have I have an apartment in Sweden.
So
I do go back and forth.
Now, we have seen you on this show for several years, and the first year you were here with your son. I can remember him sitting at the end of this table and you sitting there in the chair and him telling you what you should play.
That's him.
Yeah.
He still tells me a lot of stuff I should do.
Does he play now?
He plays. He played then, too, violin, because he'd been playing violin for 4 years or so, but now he plays tuba.
Tuba?
Yeah, that was his, he wanted to play tuba.
Wow.
So he'd been playing that for a year, so, which is great, because we could play together, you know, he played like bass lines on a tuba.
Wow.
And then he sings, so we've been playing together.
Well, all right. Has he made any debut doing out stuff out there in public?
Yeah, I was traveling down here a few years ago, touring, and then every night he would come up and do a couple of tunes.
Wow.
And he made little tips, so that was an incentive for him to go up there and play.
Did he make more tips than you?
Yeah.
I'll bet he did. They just always steal the show, don't they? Yeah, they do. But you are going to be playing here in Greenwood. You played last night down there at Mill House. Now, they are crafting their own beer down there. Did you happen to try any of the new brands that they're doing?
I had an IPA. It was very good.
Very good?
Yeah.
Just one?
I think one or two.
It's hard to do just one, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. Well, what do you think? You've been here in Greenwood, and I guess you got to enjoy some of the festival. You played last night, and getting together with friends and everything here.
Yeah, it's great to meet friends and talk. I haven't talked with Charlie Sales for a lot of years, so it was nice. And we're playing music together, and so it's very nice.
That's cool. So it looks like the weather's going to be nice and hot. It looks like you are playing, let's see, you played on the CenturyLink main stage today? Did you play?
Yeah, at noon.
At noon?
Yeah.
12:15 to 1:15. Mm-hmm. And then where are you playing tonight?
At Flynn's.
Flynn's on Maxwell.
Yeah,
that's
Flynn's
right.
On Maxwell.
Flynn's on Maxwell. And that will be, what time are you playing
tonight? I believe it's 8.
8 to 10.
8 to 10, yeah.
Yeah. So then you'll still have some time to go out and catch some other acts, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listen, you're one of the treats that you always bring us is that you play. Now, you play the harmonica, the harp, and you also play guitar. What were you thinking about playing for us today?
I played Me and My Little Son.
Me and My Little Son?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I played it last time, but I wrote the song because in D.C. we have the Potomac River. You can go there and get away from the city. And, you know, I used to fish a lot, but not so much. But then as soon as was old enough, I would bring him down to the river. So this is how we go to the river.
Well.
To the river where we go. Me and my little son, to the river where we go. We say hello, water, sit down and watch it flow. All the fish down there, many a little frog. All the fish down there, many a little frog. Well, sometime when we're lucky, see the tortoise on the low. To the ocean, ocean ran into the sea. River ran into the ocean, ocean ran into the sea. I can't wait till my little son is back home with me. Thank you.
it's a small audience here this afternoon, but it's a large audience out there in radio land. So, Robert, that was great. You know, I think somebody that you came here at 18 and you really wanted to learn the blues. What made you so passionate about leaving Sweden, coming here to the United States, and learning the blues?
Well, I'm not sure. I always loved music when I was little, and then when I heard blues at, I think, 14, like real, it just got me all excited, because I mean, we would listen, that was in the 70s sometimes, later 70s, but, and groups like Deep Purple or whatever, Nazareth
right.
groups. Which is blues, really. I mean, it's rock and roll, but, you know.
It's a blues, a bluesy rock and roll.
Yeah,
there
I mean,
you
they
go.
Got it from the blues. They just rocked it up.
Right.
So I mean, I had some lessons at school where we weren't even allowed to play chords. It was going to be classical, the sort of harmonies, things, and melodies. And so, but it wasn't exciting. So when I heard blues, I got, you know, I just decided that's what I wanted to play. And then Jimi Hendrix was big, so we spent years just listening to that. So that was pretty much all we were talking about and doing. I mean,
wow.
Back then at 14, 15.
Yeah.
So.
But that still was a pretty big step, wasn't it? Just to get on a plane and come over here to the USA and want to stay, yes?
Yeah.
That was a pretty big step.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A big step.
And I remember you telling us stories about playing in the subways and everything in D.C. and just doing whatever it took to survive.
Yeah, I played outside where the metro comes up, and so I had a spot there, which was, you know, a way to, because I was shy too. I didn't go out to clubs and say, like, you know, can I play at your club?
You didn't do that?
I didn't do it. So I would just sit out and play, and I made, you know, we had a little apartment that was married, and so
it's expensive in Washington D.C. too.
Back then, I think it was maybe $375. We, you know, both shared a rent. So
right.
I made my rent and food. I was, you know,
you were happy.
We were happy.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
A long time ago.
Now you have a son and all these things.
Yeah.
Well, how is it being out on the road? How is the money? Because, you know, that's one thing that I think there's a lot of people that would like to get into music, but, of course, to be able to support yourself in music is pretty tough, isn't it?
It's pretty tough, yeah.
Yeah?
And it's not getting, I mean, you got to make it, you got to write that song and, you know, get, you know, so it's up to oneself to, you know, be successful.
Right.
But, you know, I'm still working on it.
You're still working on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are still working on it. In fact, I really wanted to ask you about your CD. The summer of 2007, you got a lot of acclaim for that one. The name of the CD is Deep Down in the Mud. Now, what was the significance of the title?
The significance of the title, well, I guess that was the Katrina disaster that had happened. So I wrote that song.
So in because
Deep
of
Down
that.
In the Mud, yeah.
Wow.
Because I guess, it affected, I mean, that was a big thing.
That was a big thing, absolutely. But how is it, well, I mean, what is your, I know that in the past we've talked about with your fascination with going to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still fascinated, or are you expanding your territory, your travels now? You went to Kenya this last year, but you were just in Russia back in March or April.
Yeah, Russia, I mean, that's, you know, I make a living doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I feel at home there now, because I've been there like 18 tours I've been doing there.
Yeah.
So 3 times a year, I've been, now maybe 2 times a year.
How is Russia now? If you've
it's
been
still
going
good,
for 18 years or, yeah?
For 18 times, yeah. It's changed very much. And now, since the whole Ukraine thing you know, it's harder, everything, because the money is
tighter.
I mean, the value of the ruble went to half.
Right.
So that made that even harder also.
So
make less money. I mean, a lot of clubs had to close because the blues, like, even a lot of, I mean, it's not that, unless you're a big blues star, but I mean,
a lot of them just had to close down because they couldn't make it.
They couldn't make it.
Yeah.
So, but it's, you know, so.
How's the vodka though?
The vodka is
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Still,
I mean,
good?
It's very good. It's very good. I go very easy on the vodka.
Go easy on the vodka. Yeah. Okay. All right. But now you've been to Kenya. Any other places you've been traveling overseas?
I go to play in Norway quite often.
Norway?
That's just next door to Sweden. But it's very beautiful up there in Norway.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And how is Sweden doing?
Sweden, I'm getting some work there also, but it's like in Stockholm, they don't pay much and everything is very expensive. So if you're not a famous, I mean, well, you know, just to play at clubs there.
Yeah. Even if you take your son along as a sidekick.
That's right, I should take my...
Take your son and you can make a little extra here, okay? Do you get a cut of your son's tips?
He knows.
Times are tough sometimes. Yeah, yeah. You got to do what you got to do. No, what were you going to say?
I'm getting better stuff there.
Is the blues popular in Sweden?
Yeah, they got a lot of good musicians there too.
Yeah.
Young, you know, and blues. Is fun because then the audiences also are young.
So but when you wanted to learn the blues, there weren't that many, were there, in Sweden?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. So that's been a change over the years.
That's been a change. I think here, too, it's like a lot of roots music's been, you know, people, young people play, you know, like bluegrass and blues and that stuff. So, and maybe just more people play music now because, I don't know, but
yeah.
It's very...
Well, there's more music everywhere, but you certainly are in a great, great place here this weekend to be back here with Shrimp City Slim and everybody playing. So, you know, I think that's pretty cool. You are playing tonight. You are going to be, where are you playing?
At Flynn's.
At Flynn's from 8 to 10. Then you're going to have some time. And what about tomorrow? Are you playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Let's see, Robert Lighthouse. Are you playing tomorrow? That is the question.
Not here. I'm going to Camden. They have Camden, South Carolina.
Right.
They have
a
little festival there.
Oh, cool.
Jamming in July.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That sounds great. Yeah. Well, listen. Do you have another song you can play for us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I tell you what. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Maybe take a 2-minute break, and then we'll come back and let Robert take us into the bottom of the hour. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here this afternoon. We have Robert Lighthouse in studio with us. And yes, we are having a good time. He's going to be finishing up here in just a second, but he's going to play as we go into the news here. He'll be at Flynn's on Maxwell tonight, right down there, 8 to 10. You know, they've got excellent wine and beer. So make sure you try some while you're there. And make sure you hear some great music from Robert Lighthouse, our international traveler, a native of Sweden, and goes back there quite often because he's got a great son living back there now. Hey, Robert, what you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a blues by Memphis Minnie. It's called I Hate to See the Sun Go Down.
I Hate to See the Sun Go Down. Now, that doesn't sound like a blues song, does it really? I thought they loved to have the sun go down. Okay, take it away, Robert.
I think Bessie Smith has that line. She started.
Oh, okay.
One of her songs starts like that.
Okay.
I hate to say evening sun go down. I hate to say evening sun go down. Well, it made me fail like I'm my last gone around. Some people take the blues or jump off a boat and drown. Some people take the blues or jump off a boat and drown. Well, when it gets on me, I just grab a chair, go sit down. I've been to the river, walk it up and down. I've been to the river, walk it up and down. Well, my mind never lets me jump off a boat and drown. Every time I go across that old muddy pond. Every time I go across that old muddy pond. I think about my baby, I come acing on down home. Everybody trying to show me how to ease my troubling mind. Everybody trying to show me how to ease my troubling mind. They say when a big boat come along, just jump on in behind.
You got that river theme going on. You like the river, don't you there, Robert Lighthouse? Mm-hmm. Well, that lighthouse, maybe that has something to do with that. There you go. Robert, you know what? We sure appreciate you taking a little time out and coming by and see you. It's one of the traditions that we have on WCRS.
Very nice to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to hear more, you got to go by Flynn's on Maxwell tonight. That's from 8 to 10. Make sure you go by and see Robert Lighthouse. He'll be there. And he's very talented. I mean, you know, you got to give credit to somebody that can play the harmonica and play guitar and sing. Now that is a talent. Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to give us a couple minutes here. We're going to join the news, and then we're going to be back here with Freddie Vanderford. So don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help. From McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Bring it down for a second. I was gonna bring in a song of yours, but y'all are jamming so well. Just carry on, guys. We got Freddie Vanderford, Mill Hilly Blues, and Robert Lighthouse is still here. Go ahead and play some
right.
For us.
Mill
carry
it.
All okay, right, man. Let's do it.
I gone back to Arkansas. I gone back to Arkansas.
Oh, why are you going back there?
I know we'll be happy with my wife and mother-in-law. That's why I'm going back to Arkansas.
Are you sure about this?
I don't have to pay no rent. I raise my own
made and mewed.
Any chickens?
You can hear the chickens crowing. You can hear the cows mowing. That's why I'm going back. I'm going back to Arkansas. All right, man. My mother breaks out a frying pan. I start to cook them good old collard greens. You can smell the ham hocks boiling. If I tell you the good, I ain't stalling. I'm going back, I come back to Arkansas.
That was fun. Yeah, going back to Arkansas, I was just those collard greens. I thought we'd be in South Carolina.
There you go. The state vegetable, you know.
The state vegetable, absolutely. Yes. So how are you doing there, Freddie Vanderfurt? Oh, what is the name of the sea?
Greasy greens. One little piece of trivia: when the House and Senate, when they decided to make the collard green the state vegetable of South Carolina, Senator at that time Knotts was on the floor of the Senate with this CD in his hand, talking about it and everything. So we had a very small part to play, and it worked. So it is now the state vegetable of South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, how about that? And when did that become the state vegetable?
I'm saying probably 2011 or 2012.
Okay. All right. So how does it feel to have been, did they play the song, or did he just hold the CD?
Well, they held the CD, and then I played Greasy Greens live.
Live at the State House?
Yes, ma'am. I was blessed to receive the South Carolina Folk Heritage Award in 2010, and this came out right after that. But we played Greasy Greens for the General Assembly of South Carolina. That was, I don't get nervous at gigs, but, you know, that.
That was probably pretty overpowering.
Oh, yeah, it was overwhelming. It really was. A humbling experience, too.
A humbling experience,
yes, ma'am.
I'll bet. Well, that really should be the state song. Go along with the state vegetable here now.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible. Well, Freddie, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm excellent. I don't suppose y'all would like to play something else, would you? Do you think y'all could play something else?
Figure
I mean, that sounded
out.
So good. I think the peanut gallery out there is saying more. Yes, could you play some more for us out here? What would you like to play?
Can you do something in... Is G better for you?
I could probably do something in E.
Can we do another one in G? I was thinking of doing a big bit of blues. Yeah, like a blues.
I could do it in G.
Yeah, G.
Sure.
Okay.
This one called the Southern Blues.
This is totally unrehearsed and live right here on WCRS.
Up this morning, I heard a southern whistle blow. I woke up this morning, I heard a southern whistle blow.
Right here in Greenwood, South Carolina.
I was thinking about my baby, and I sure didn't want to go. I standing watching and listening when the southern crossed the door. I standing watching and listening when the southern crossed the door. If she didn't catch the southern, she must have caught that old yellow dog. Standing at a station, look up on the board, just in time for the conductor to say, all aboard. Standing at a station, looking up on the board. I didn't know my baby left from here, but I was told. I'm gonna go down to Moorhead, give me a job at a Southern Line. I'm gonna go down to Moorhead, give me a job at a Southern Line. I can make some money and the send for the little brown of mine. When the Southern Cross the dog in Moorhead, but my baby keeps on through. Well, my Southern Cross the dog in Moorhead, but my baby keeps on through. I think she's gone down to Georgia. I believe I'm going to Georgia too.
Bravo! All right. Grazie, grazie. Thank you so much here this afternoon. Robert, that was great. Freddie, that was great. I tell you what, and that was just totally off the cuff here, right? You guys, this had not been practiced.
That's what blues guys do. We just get together and jam, play a little bit, you know?
And sometimes it works, and does it ever not work?
Not so far.
Not so far. I just wondered, did you ever say, well, that was god-awful?
That could happen. Anything's possible, like I say. Anything's possible. But thank the good Lord, everything been working out pretty good.
That's very cool. That's very cool.
I think she meant in a song, like I meant.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Halfway in the song, you know.
You're going, oh my God, where are we headed here?
So looking forward to this thing down here in Greenwood tonight. I was with our good friend Cedric Burnside last night. Him and Trent, we played in North Carolina last night, and got up and did the same kind of thing. Right. Just got up and just playing some together. Of course, we've done that few times before. He's a good buddy, and he's playing down there tonight. And Millbilly Blues, myself and the band, will be at John Holloway's Sundance Gallery. I think it's 8 o'clock. We start at 8 o'clock. Nice and air conditioned, so
that's right.
If you come in off the street and eat all that good barbecue, you want to come in and cool off sometime, you know?
That's right. That's a great venue. Yeah, that's a great venue. That's right. And Robert, of course, is going to be over there at Flynn's on Maxwell. He'll be doing that from 8 to 10 tonight. So that's all happening on Maxwell. That's kind of neat because both of y'all are on Maxwell tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then, of course, you've got the Mill House, which, let's see, we were talking about that earlier. Who's playing at Mill House? I think
that's,
we said
Lucky Man
Beal.
Oh, he's a good guy. I love Lucky.
I want to hear him.
He's a great guy.
Well, I mean, he plays the drums and the harp and the guitar. He plays all of them.
He's
there.
He's a busy man.
He's
a good cook too. I had dinner at his house one night. He everything was fresh vegetables from his garden. It's been 2 or 3 years ago, and we stay in contact. He lives down around Columbia,
right?
And Lucky, he's a good cook.
Yep, and he just has a new CD, Just Lucky, I think it is, because he's the only one that plays on it. He's playing everything just like just like he does in concert. So, in fact, I think the CD says on it, Lucky Man Beal, Chief Potentate of the Blues Band. Yes, I think it says something like that. So he's a good guy. I had a long telephone relationship with him for years, and last year I actually got to meet him. So that was pretty cool, right? Right there. Anyways, I tell you what, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back, and I think I'll spend a little time talking with the man from Buffalo, South Carolina. That's right, right here on WCRS. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here. We have let Robert Lighthouse go. He had to go get ready, get himself ready for this evening. That's right. He's going to be at Flynn's on Maxwell from 8 to 10 tonight, a real artist. And he has a good time doing it, particularly when we get him cranked up here, everybody. So you better be able to get him cranked up there tonight so you'll have a great concert with Robert Lighthouse. But now I am sitting here with Freddie Vanderford. Freddie, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Very good. Now you're a local guy, actually, from Buffalo, South Carolina.
Union County.
Yep, not very far away. So how did you get into the blues?
Oh, I don't know. I started at a very early age performing when I was playing a little bit of guitar. Back when I was like 11, you know, on TV and radio and stuff like that. I got into the blues by the time I got to high school, and I met Peg Leg Sam when I was 16 and learned that type of blues, more Piedmont blues. I mean, you know, the beginning I was, you know, like Chicago blues. Everybody wanted to play like Little Walter and Sonny Boy Williamson, and then I ran into Peg Leg Sam and my whole blues changed pretty much, so.
That was a chance meeting, right?
Well, yeah, he was on the local radio station in Union County. He's from Union County, and I heard him on the radio, and I decided I would go out there and try to find him, and I did, and he was receptive, and we became good friends and until he died.
You know, isn't that amazing that... that was the way that people heard music. People had the opportunity to be on the radio and play, and then people heard it. You know, today we've got the internet, we've got TV, we've got all these different sources. But, you know, I do a classic country show on Saturday mornings, and I'm always amazed at how many young people actually started on the radio with a 15-minute show or, you know, something like that.
That's right. I was on the WBCU every Saturday morning.
Were you?
For a while, and then WSPA-TV and WLOS,
Well,
as a kid.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so amazing when we think about it today. Now, today, of course, we've got YouTube and the internet, and people, of course, see different people, and they get their claim to fame because somebody's discovered on the internet. But it's not the same. It's not that as personal. Do you think it is?
No, and... Well, in a good part of it is it's easier to find certain kinds of music. You don't have to listen to what they try to force feed you from, you know, the music industry. But back when I was coming up, if you wanted to listen to blues or something like that, you had to find a radio station that you could get.
Right.
And then you had to go seek out these stores that sold the vinyl. You couldn't just... go to YouTube or download something or Amazon or whatever. You can get anything you want now.
Right.
But back then, you had to really, really want it and had to really look for it.
Now, it says that, I don't know who that Peg Leg Sam Johnson here, but it says he was a traveling medicine show performer and Piedmont blues harpist.
That's right.
So he had all kinds of potions.
Well, he worked for Chief Thundercloud, and the chief sold the medicine, snake oil and things like that, carnivals and street fairs and whatnot, medicine shows, and Peg was the entertainer that brought the crowd in.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it was like a two-part type deal. I mean, they had the, he was
chief
the entertainment.
Chief was selling the medicine and talking about that. Peg did the singing, dancing, harmonica playing, and... he was a comedian also, and...
a comedian, too?
Right. He was a great comedian, but he could dance with the one leg, the Peg Leg.
Are there videos of him on YouTube or something?
Oh, yeah. There's one in particular that you should watch. It's called Born for Hard Luck.
Born for Hard Luck.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to have to look that we're going to have to look that one up because, you know, you don't think in this time frame, right, that you would have had this. The medicine shows and this type of thing. So, you know, that was how long ago?
I met him in 1969 and he died in 77.
Wow. Pretty awesome. Well, you know what? You have a couple of partners that play with you in Millbilly Blues. So who plays with you?
Well, Frank Wilkie, the great bass player from Garfield Ruff, Marshall Tucker, all that. Have Brandon Turner, great guitar player, and Kim McKinnon, who's a great guitar player. Yeah. And tonight, Matt McLeod's sitting in with us.
Okay, all right.
Out of Greenville.
Out of Greenville. Mm-hmm. So how is business in the blues?
Well,
the money-making part of it.
The money-making part of it, I could use more.
You could.
But, you know, who couldn't?
Who couldn't, yeah. But as far as, I mean, like you're playing here tonight, and then I understand last night you were in another town, and tomorrow night you're going to be somewhere else. So it sounds to me like you're getting some good gigs without having to travel way far away, right here in South Carolina.
Yes, and thanks to the South Carolina Arts Commission, I'm able to get a few grants here and there and stuff like that, and I teach, and it all works out.
It does.
So far.
So far. Well, that's very interesting. So on your music, you play exclusively the harps?
I do play some rhythm guitar and on occasion washboard.
On occasion washboard?
Yes, ma'am.
How's the washboard holding up?
It's pretty strong. Pretty strong.
My father used to play the gut bucket.
Okay.
And that was up in Maine, and we thought the man had lost his mind, and then we found out he had. No, I'm just teasing. The gut bucket, you know, he used to love that, and he thought that was pretty cool. So, but the washboard, now the washboard is an important instrument in the blues.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, that's right. It's not really, not eerily this afternoon.
Well, it's just adds a little percussion, and it's a good visual sometimes for the crowd. You know, they like to see something a little different, you know, here and there, and it's just a little percussion thing that I do from time to time.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite, what is your favorite type of getting together in a group as far as what type of music of the blues are you really passionate about?
Well, I'm very passionate about Piedmont blues, the more acoustic, but, you know, depends on the day of the week, you know, and my mood. Sometimes I like to plug in and have drums and the whole works, you know. Sometimes I like that. In fact, Millbilly Blues is mainly an acoustic-oriented group. We do have electric bass, but we did a show in Spartanburg at the park, and we were the closing act, and I asked the guys, I said, you know, what if we just go electric on this one? I mean, you know, Bob Dylan did it one time, you know, he did it at a festival, and everybody was receptive to that. So the guys just brought electric guitar. We had a drummer that we trusted to come in there, and we just did the whole thing electric, and we got a DVD of that and everything that'll be for sale soon. And like I say, it's just the mood, you know.
You know, it's great that you have music. Now, how many harps do you have?
I have no idea. Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Yes, ma'am.
You just brought a couple in here.
Right.
I can't remember who it was, but he was with Dr. Bottleneck, mm-hmm. and he was here in studio, and he laid out a whole collection of them, and it was just phenomenal. So you don't even know how many you have.
No, I've got a big anvil case with a bunch of them in there, and I usually carry 10 on the belt.
Put when you're performing?
Right. But, you know, you got to have what you got to have, you know.
Why the harp?
Why the harp?
Yeah, why did that become your chosen? I mean, you're very good, but why was that? What made you?
My grandfather played harmonica when I was a little kid, and he played these old mountain songs and stuff like that. And my grandfather on the other side did the same thing, but I can't hardly remember him doing that. But I used to listen to him play, and I messed around with it. Like I said, I was playing guitar when I was a kid, you know, doing those shows and stuff.
But, you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Go ahead.
There you go.
Yeah.
WCRS in Greenwood. Love it.
Yeah, but tell us a little bit more. So you were...
So, you know, I was listening to that, and then I heard blues music, and a friend of mine in Spartanburg, he could play blues harmonica, and I said, you know, I think I want to play that kind of harmonica. So I started messing around with it a little bit, and then it became my number one instrument. The guitar went on the back burner.
Wow. you know, I'm always impressed with performers that are able to, number one, make a living at it and are really good and persist years and years and years to do that. It's a real commitment, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
And so from right there in Buffalo, South Carolina, we are talking to Freddie Vandeford. He is with Mill Billy Blues, and he did play down there in 2010, I think it was, or 2011, when the greens, when the became the vegetable.
State vegetable.
State vegetable. Mm-hmm. You were down there playing on the floor. I tell you what, that had to be an awesome experience.
Well, right, but the South Carolina Folk Heritage Award was even more awesome. You know, when
I'll bet.
When I received that one, that was a shock and a humbling experience.
Who was Jean Laney Harris?
As far as I know, she is the lady that put the money up for the award.
Well, there you go, a very important lady. Yes, Freddie got the Jean Laney Harris Folk Heritage Award for maintaining and sharing the tradition of the Piedmont Blues Harp. So congratulations, and also played Greasy Greens. Now, I presume that y'all will have some CDs down there tonight?
Yes, ma'am, we sure will.
That's right. And one of the greatest things that you can do for an artist is purchase some of his music while he's still alive. I think Shrimp City Slim had a song about that. Purchase my music while I'm still alive.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. One of the lines of the song says, I may look fat and happy up here, but I need money just like you. That Shrimp City Slim song, Purchase My Music While I'm Still Alive. But he is going to be in air-conditioned comfort down there at Sundance Gallery from 8 to 11, I think, 8 to 11 it says here. So go down there and rock out and have a good time. We are going to be doing a blues crawl all over Uptown Greenwood live on the air from 7 to 9. So we'll try to stop by and see if we can get a few words and see you playing down there, Freddie.
Sounds good. Holler at me when you get there.
Holler. Okay, I'll holler. Hey, how about that?
All
hey,
right.
I am Ann Eller, Freddie Vandeford. Thanks so much for taking your time this afternoon and putting on a great show with Robert Lighthouse today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is WCRS. We're going to be getting ready. We'll be on the air from 7 to 9, maybe a little bit before 7, maybe a little bit after 9, but we'll be there, and I certainly hope you will tune in right here on WCRS. Bye-bye, everybody.